Raya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Kopi Jana Balava Grivartari, Jaya Grivardhari. Gopi Jana Balava Dari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Dhanaranjana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Dhanaranjana Jana, Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana. Jamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jamunati Ravarachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivedakasharya Satara Sadushi Sriman His Divine Grace Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swamira Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. What time are we supposed to stop? Jai Goranga?
8:15. For questions till 8:30 or so.
Oma Ganadvanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmili Tam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Stra, Shirupam Sagradatam, Sahagana Raganatam, Vitamtam Sajivam, Sarvaitam Sabadutam, Prajuna Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shiva Sakansitam Stra, Hey Krishna Karna Sindo, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri, Brishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha, Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 31, The Movements of the Living Entities, Text 32. Yadi Asadbhi Pati Punaha Shishna Udara Krita Udyamai Astita Jantu Tamaha Vishati Purvavat Yad asad bipati punaha Shishno dara krito dhyamai Asito ramate jantus Tamo vishati purvavat Yad asad bipati punaha Shishno dara krito yamai Astito ramate jantu Tamo vishati purvava Yara sadbi pati punak Shishno dara krito yamai Astito ramate jantu Tamo vishati purvavat. Yajnasati punavat. No dara krito dhyamai. Sito ramate jantus. Tamo vishati purvavat. Sadhvi punar puna Shishno dara krito dhyamai Astito ramate jantus Tamo vishati purvavat Yada sadhvi punar puna Shishno dara krito dhyamai Asito ramate jantus. Tamo vishati purvavad. Ladies. Kadasati punai punaha. Shichno darkito jamai. Asito ramate jantus. Tamo vishati purvavad. Yada sadhi pati punaha. Shishno dara krito jamai. Asito ramate jantus. Tamo vishati purvava. Yadi if asadhi with the unrighteous. Pati on the path. Punaha again. Shisna for the genitals. Udara for the stomach. Krita done. Udhyamai whose endeavors. Astitaha associating. Ramate enjoys. Jantu, the living entity. Tamaha, darkness. Vishati, enters. Purvavat, as before. Śrīla Prabhupāda's translation purport. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, again goes to hell as before. Please repeat. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment, and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. Purport. It has been explained that the conditioned soul is put into the Anda Tamishra and the Tamishra hellish conditions, and after suffering there, he gets a hellish body like the dogs or hogs. After several such births, he again comes into the form of a human being. How the human being is born is described by Kapila Dev. The human being develops in the mother's abdomen and suffers there and comes out again. After all these sufferings, he gets another chance in the human body and wastes his valuable time in the association of persons who are concerned with sexual life and palatable dishes. Then naturally he again glides down to the same Anda, Tamisra, and Tamisra hells. Generally people are concerned for the satisfaction of the tongue and the satisfaction of the genitals. That is material life. Material life means eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. There is no concern for understanding one's spiritual identity and the process of spiritual advancement. Since materialistic people are concerned with the tongue, belly, and genitals, if anyone wants to advance in spiritual life, he must be very careful about associating with such people. To associate with such materialistic men is to commit purposeful suicide in the human form of life. It is said, therefore, that an intelligent man should give up such undesirable association. One should always mix with saintly persons. When he is in association with saintly persons, all his doubts about the spiritual expansion of life are eradicated, and he makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. It is also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of religious faith. Hindus, Muslims, and Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion, and they go to church, temple, or mosque. But unfortunately, they cannot give up the association of persons who are too much addicted to sex life and satisfaction of the palate. Here is clearly said that one may be officially be a very religious man, but if he associates with such persons, then he is sure to slide down to the darkest region of hell. Yada sadvi pati pangnaha shishno dara krito jamai astito ramate jantus tamo vishati purvavat. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatunde Ve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarane. Sharira Yadavapnoti Yatschap Yukramati Shraha Grihi Vaitani Samyati Vayor Ganda Ivashayat. Livianti carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, just like the air is carrying aroma. And thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. The Livianti is described as, the soul is described as pure, but in association with the modes of material nature, sometimes it appears to be good, sometimes passionate, and sometimes ignorant. Just like air is always neutral, we can say pure, but in association with different aromas, the air sometimes appears to be very aromatic. If it associates with flowers, roses, the air passing through roses smells very sweet. But when the air passes through garbage, it smells very foul. The air is always the same, but due to association, sometimes it appears to be sweet, sometimes it appears to be foul, sometimes it appears to be odorless. Similarly, the soul is by nature pure, anadidvam nirgunadvat paramatmayam avhiyam, sharira stopikuntaya na karoti na lalipyate. Those who have the eyes of eternality, or eternity, can see that the soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of material nature. Despite contact with the material body, or Arjuna, the soul is neither doing anything, nor is the soul entangled. Of course, then Krishna says, yata prakashyat yeka kritsnam loki mamravi shetram shetri tata kritsnam prakashyati bharata. Just like the sun alone illuminates all the universe with its sunlight, so the soul is illuminating the body with consciousness. Although the soul is in one place, its consciousness spreads throughout the body, and therefore we're aware of the body, gross and subtly, and according to our desires and our activities, we've obtained this body, and therefore we have to suffer and enjoy. Shrotram chakshush parasanam cha, rasanam granam eva cha, adishtayam anakchanyam vishayam upasevate. Thus the living entity obtains a certain type of body with the ears, the eyes, the nose, the sense of touch, sense of smell. They're all grouped around the mind, and thus he enjoys a particular set of sense objects. In other words, we've taken this body because of our attachment to certain ideas, and that led to certain activities, which led to certain bodies, and now we have this body, and we're certainly conscious of the body as long as we're in conditioned life. And therefore we're suffering and enjoying the reactions of our past activities. And the main enjoyment, the main impetus surrounding material life is sense gratification, which culminates in the perverted reflection between the relationship between Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. The relation between Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world is that of unalloyed love, and here it's one of lust. There, Srimati Radharani and her associates are trying to please Krishna. Krishna is trying to please them, and here everyone's trying to please themselves. Actually, we're also trying to please our deity. We've mistaken this body as our worshipful deity, and we're very much busy engaged in serving it, giving it abhishek every day, giving it so many offerings to the jata agni, Vishvanara, within our stomach, the fire of digestion. And we're taking this body as our worshipful deity. We're in love with it. We try to protect it, just like Mother Jasoda was always trying to protect Krishna from so many calamities. So similarly, we're trying to protect this body. We're trying to protect our mind, our false ego, in so many different ways. So we're in love with this worshipful deity. And even when we change our worshipful deity and get another one, then we fall in love with the next body we get. No matter how abominable it is, even if it's the body of a worm and stool, we fall in love with it, and it becomes our worshipful deity. In the spiritual world, the highest perfection of loving exchanges, the most selfless desire, is seen between Krishna and Srimati Radharani and her friends. And here the pinnacle of lust, of selfish desire to gratify one's own feelings, senses, is seen in the materialistic, unrestricted sex life. Therefore it is said, Yanmai dunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham kandutyayena Pariyar eva dukha dukam triptyanti neha bahu dukha bhaja kripana bahu dukha bhaja kanduti vat manasijam vishaheti dhira. In other words, we're taking something as tuchava, insignificant, as very important, as everything. This itching sensation of sex life, we think we can scratch it, our life is perfect. But it's considered to be kripana, a very limited, miserly conception of happiness. And the result is one gets fried. Just like the fisherman, he takes his tackle and fishing rod and he puts it into the water with a little bait at the end, a big hook and some fishing pole. And he's bobbing up and down to the fish. Come and enjoy, come and enjoy. So the foolish fish sees the bait, grabs hold of the sink, or what they call the tackle. What's that? The bait, but the tackle is what he grabs hold of, the hook. Gets hooked. The fisherman reels him up, cuts him up, throws him into a frying pan, and he gets fried. So he got a little bit of the bait, he enjoyed, but the result is he got fried. So material life is like that. Maya is saying, come and enjoy, come and enjoy. And as soon as we go to enjoy, we get hooked, reeled up, cut up, put into a frying pan and fried. And we think, oh, how nice. Yehi sam sparsha bhoga dukha yoni evate adyantavanta kuntiya nate shuramate buddha. That intelligent person doesn't take part in the sources of misery, but are due to contact with the senses of their objects. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. But of course, we can understand that's only possible because the previous verse says, Bayas Parsheva Saktatma, Vindat Yatmini Yat Sukham, Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma, Sukhamakshayam Ashnute. Such a person is always in trance, is not attracted to material sense objects or external enjoyment, because he's always in trance, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. The more one is factually aware of Krishna, because Krishna is a reservoir of pleasure, then the more one experiences a higher taste of being conscious of Krishna, the more everything is seen properly. And if one is not aware of Krishna, then one will not be able to understand anything beyond sense gratification, either gross or subtle. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasya bhaktya kama shayam grahitam ukratayanti shanta tavana rukta matyo yatayopi ruda shuto ganas tamarunam bhaja vasudeva. So the Kumaras, they're talking to Maharaj Prithu, and they're saying, yat pada pankaja, that let us worship the lotus feet of Krishna, because by worshiping his lotus feet, the hard knot of material desires is slashed. But that cannot be accomplished even by the great yogis and ascetics and gyanis, because although they may restrain their senses for some time from their objects, but even the slight thought of material enjoyment can sometimes drive them to gratify their desires, or the desires that are arising within their mind. On the other hand, Jamunacharya, he prays, Yadavadi mama chaita krishna padara vinde nava navarasa daman yunyatam rantumasit tadavadi bhata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikara shustini stivanam cha. So he's saying, he was a great king, Jamunacharya. He had so much opportunities for sense enjoyment. But now that he's awakened within himself, Krishna, consciousness of Krishna, and realizing nava-nava, rasa, ever new taste, nelos, dhaman-yudyatam, is risen in his heart, asi. Now when he remembers, tadavadi, bhattas nari sangame smaryamane, his previous association with women for sense enjoyment, now his lips curl in disgust. Mukavikara shusti nistivanamcha. And he becomes disgusted at the thought. So this is only possible if one gets the higher taste of meditating upon Krishna, of becoming factually conscious of Krishna. And that's possible. Mahatsevam dwaram ahora vimuktes mo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam mahantas te samachitak vibanta vimanyava surida sadavoye. Then in the association of devotees who are chanting about Krishna's glories, who have understood Krishna, therefore that opens the gateway to the spiritual consciousness. And if we associate with persons who are glorifying sense gratification, practically speaking, the whole world is full of talks about who won the election, who lost the election, what the stock market is doing, who's fighting where, what's on for dinner, so many things. The whole world is full of grami kata. And people's minds are agitated. Oh, I'm going to gain something, I'm going to lose something. And they're always full of anxiety, what they're going to gain, what they're going to lose. Who's our friend now because they're going to help us gain? Who's our enemies? So the whole world's full of these thoughts, all based around the body. And as long as they keep their thoughts centered around the body, then matirna krishne parataksato va mito vipadyeta griha vratanam adanta go virvishitam tamizram punak punas charvita charvanana. It's simply going to be the same thing over and over again. They don't know that they're supposed to put their consciousness on Krishna. That will solve all their problems. They think their problem is a material existence, something in material existence. But their only problem is that they think their problem is something material. They don't know the real problem is spiritual. They think that by solving their material problems, that will solve their problem. But that's their only problem. And when they give up that problem, then they can come to the real solution. But, Nitevidu Swarthikatimi Vishnu, they don't know that Krishna is the goal. Dharashayaya bahir artamanina. And they take something insignificant as being very, very important. Andaya tandera pagiyamanas te pisha tantra uru dami bada. And because they're blind to their real identity as a soul, their real interest in Krishna consciousness, therefore they're being misled by other similarly blind persons, who are the so-called leaders. So everyone has their leader, but nowadays the leader is Sravitra Hostra Karar Samstuta Purusha Pashu. Niya Karna Patayo Peta Jatu Nama Gadagraja. Those who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Those who are more expert at fulfilling their material desires, who can eat or sleep or mate or defend in a more ferocious or a more exalted or a more quantitatively or qualitative manner, then people take this as a leader. We see people, the actors and actresses, full of sensuous and speculative activities. These are the great heroes, or the football players, or the basketball players, who can jump higher like a frog, or more powerful than an elephant, can run over you like an elephant. These are their great heroes. Or a politician who can order a button pushed and annihilate a whole country. These are the great personalities in the modern society. No idea about the soul, no idea about the goal of life, but they become very important. Although they themselves, their destination is not very desirable. But people are following them. Just like the moth becomes attracted by the glaring light and flies right into it, and poof, it's done. So people, because they don't know what the goal of life is and how to achieve it, therefore they're following the wrong leader. Srila Prabhupada said that everyone has to choose a leader. He was talking to Professor Katosky. And Professor Katosky, didn't agree with anything Prabhupada said. You know, we are this body, according to him, the goal of life is simply equality, make everyone a shudra. So Prabhupada said, no, he said that actually there's no difference between your philosophy and our philosophy. Your philosophy is you're taking Lenin as your leader, and our philosophy is we're taking Krishna as our leader. So the philosophy is you must choose a leader and follow them. But if you choose Lenin, you'll go to one place eventually, and if you choose Krishna, you'll go to another place. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitri yanti pitri rataha. Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti yad mad yajino pima. So everyone's going to choose a leader. If we choose a leader that's encouraging us to worship our body, because that's the message. Your body is worshipable and you have to serve its senses. And the more you do that, the better person you are. The more you'll be happy. And the other leaders, the sages, they're saying your body is not worshipable. The body is a network of the past leading to death. And although you must utilize your body for self-realization and maintain it properly, but it is not the ultimate objective in life. That one should not live to eat, that one should eat to live. Same activity may go on, but the consciousness is different. Therefore, the same activities, when directed towards self-realization, become illuminating and liberating. And the same activities, when blindly directed towards meaningless gratification, which is never achieved, they become sources of bondage. And we learn about this according to our association. Especially hearing is important. We hear the truth, try to understand it to the best of our ability, and then practice it, then we become liberated. And if we hear the misconception based upon the bodily concept of life, which is obviously untrue, because the whole society is based upon this false conception of life that we are the body, although even a 5-year-old child should be able to understand, because they're not prejudiced, that their body is changing, but they're not changing. Therefore, they're the soul within the body. So the soul is supposed to be liberated from the body because the body is a problem for the soul. Although they want to tell you your self-esteem, you have to help your self-esteem, your false ego, you have to cultivate it. But actually it's a problem for the soul. Not that we should become depressed and hate the body, but neither we should love the body. Oh, my dear body, you're so beautiful. I love you so much. Let me embrace you from inside. Let me get other people to embrace you. You're whatever you want, I'm here to serve you. So neither we should love the body, nor should we hate it. We should understand it's Krishna's body, it's an instrument, and we should utilize it according to Krishna's desire. Then we naturally become detached from it. And working under Krishna's direction, giving it back to Krishna, we become aloof from all the bodily problems. So although it's talked about how love and peace, friendship, everything else in this material world, but it's all false. There is no love, there is no peace, there is no real friendship in the material world, unless one is actually in Krishna consciousness. If one is acting as on behalf of Krishna, that he's the real friend, then if we act according to Krishna's direction, then we can actually help people and be their friend. If we're actually understanding that Krishna is the real enjoyer, that he's the real proprietor, then we can actually know who's the real object of love, of service. And if we don't know these things, then either we can be anyone's friend or love them or help them, nor we can be our own friend or help ourselves. Instead, in the bodily concept of life, we'll simply create problems for ourselves and others. And we may become very expert at doing so many things, but if we don't become Krishna conscious, then it's all Shrava Evahi Kevalam. So unfortunately, because people don't know this, therefore they're trying to become more expert at serving their tongue, their belly, and their genitals. There's courses you can take on how to do it better. There's probably you can get your PhD in those things, in those fields. But that will simply allow you in your next lifetime to get a certain species of life. But people don't know that, therefore it is the job of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to enlighten people, first of all, that you're a spiritual being and your real source of pleasure is Krishna. And if people understand that, then the whole society can gradually reform itself and make some genuine progress. Otherwise, the so-called progress is simply causing everyone more and more problems. So, thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
In America, it's supposed to be, or it's said that it's a religious country. Most people believe in God. In the recent election, they said that most people are voting the number one issue with moral principles. And the person they elected is supposed to be a firm believer in God. So, what exactly is the problem?
I guess the problem is that they don't know who God is. And they don't know what God wants. The basic principle is truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity, and mercy. That's because those are the beginnings of at least the mode of goodness. And without the mode of goodness, there's no question of God consciousness. So they're killing animals, our president and everyone else, so many other people. They kill animals, illicit sex, intoxication, mental speculation, gambling. These are their very principles. That's why they get elected. So they're so-called religion. So this is called religion in the mode of ignorance. Adharma, dharma, iti, va, manite, tamasabritaha, sarvatam, viparitam, va, buddhisaparta, tamasi. They think that religion is actually irreligion. An irreligion they take as religion. And therefore they always strive in the wrong direction. So they think their religion is to kill animals, have illicit sex, take intoxication, gamble, and so many other sinful activities. They take that as part of religion. If you go to the church, They have a big barbecue. They'll take intoxication. They'll meet other ladies and men, socialize. And they'll speculate. They'll talk about the prices of the stock market and other things. So is this a religion? So this is not. Real religious principles begin with those four things. And if someone is following them, then we can consider their beginning religion. Austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. So if those are, if that's the question, you know, if that was the actual issues, then we could say it was a religious, moral debate or election. But I don't think those were the issues. Who's the most austere? Who's the most clean? Who's the most truthful? Who's the most merciful? Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Granthuraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.